Let your words match your faith. Let your words match your faith. Oh, Pastor, where is the Christmas story in this? I'm going to show it to you. The Christmas story is right there. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Luke. And we've been telling good stories from the book of Luke for the past couple of weeks. And we're going to, well, just last week. And last week we learned a great lesson, not to depend on technology, because technology surely will fail us. Amen. We streamed last week. Who know the stream got messed up last week? It was terrible, right? All right, let's go to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 verse 18. Hallelujah. Let your words match your faith. Verse 18, it says, and Zacharias said to the angel, oh my God. This man is talking to angels. What a privilege, amen? Who would like to talk to an angel? I have news for you. You should be talking to angels. Hello? You should be talking to angels. Because the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, aren't they not all ministering spirits that were sent to minister to the saints? So the Bible says we will also command angels. So you shouldn't feel bad. He said he gives his angel what? Charge over you. Meaning they are taking care of you. Just like Jesus when he was in the garden, who came and supported him? The angels came and they supported him. So the same sense, the Lord wants to give his angels charge or to care for you. We don't pray to angels, we don't worship angels, but we command angels. So the next time you need some money, don't cry about it. Say, angels, go bring me my money. No, I just taught you something there. Angels, yeah, I'm going to get to my story because this week was an amazing week for us. It was a week of tremendous breakthrough, and I spoke to a lot of angels. You know who I learned that from? Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth Hagin said, I stop worrying about finances, and I tell the angels to go bring it. I tell the angels what I need. Because if they are there to help me, what must I do? Tell them what the need is so they can go and do it. A lot of times we never get help because we never ask. You know, people always say, why you didn't tell me, man? You ever said that to someone? I would have went and did it for you. The angels of God are waiting for us to command them. Praise God. So back to the word. And Zacharias said to the angel, what? How shall I know this? For I am an old man. Meaning, how shall I experience this? For I am what? I am an old man. I don't think we're going to have more people. So ushers, just come on in and have a seat. Well, not yet, but get ready. Be a part of the word. How? And if you feel, you can close the door. If they come, they're going to knock and we're going to let them in. That's all right. So that way you can focus on the word. Amen? It's that kind of day today. Amen? It's a day we get cozy and, you know, we feel warm and nice. Let your neighbor be your sweater. Right? Right? So we know what's going on outside. So aren't you in a kind of mind frame? Based on outside? Oh, wow. You guys are like really spiritual. No. I'm saying it's me making a what? What is that, teacher? An analogy, right? Thank you. All right. Not literal. How shall I what? Experience this? For I am an old man and my wife is what? Well advanced in years. The angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel. I am who?
Gabriel.
I am who?
Gabriel.
I am who?
Gabriel.
B based on who it is you're speaking to, you have to be careful what you say. Based on who it is you are speaking to. You know, you can't speak to your boss the same way you speak to your peers. You can't. You try doing it. You're not going to get the days off you need. When you try to call her, they're going to say, no, you have to come in. Because what? You fall out of favor. So you got to be careful how you speak to different tiers of people in your life. Maybe up to this point, you've treated everybody the same. I want to tell you, adjust yourself. Adjust yourself. Oh, my God. I am Gabriel. So he was trying to say, the man that you're talking to is not an ordinary man. Or the person you're speaking with is not an ordinary person. Right? Who stands in the presence of who? God. I stand in the presence of who? So the message I am bringing to you is from God. The message I am bringing you is from who? And was sent to speak to you and bring you what? Glad tidings. Or to bring you good news. The word tidings is just information and news. But behold, look at this. Now, this is a follow-up from verse 18. But behold, you will be what? Mute. Not able to speak. Until the days, until the day these things take place. Why? Why? Because you did not believe my what? My words, which will be fulfilled in their own time. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Oh, we worship you this morning. Oh, we exalt you for great things you have done. Oh, and great things you are doing. And greater things are yet to come. We anticipate your blessing. We anticipate your favor. We anticipate love. We anticipate peace. We anticipate joy. We anticipate the righteousness of God working in us. We anticipate the mercies of God being present every day. We anticipate the favor of God. We anticipate impossible things become possible. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, Father, we thank you today. And we give you all the glory. And we give you all the praise. And we give you all the thanks. For there is none like you. Speak to us today. Transform our thinking pattern. Transform us, oh God. Let our words match what we believe. And God, what we don't know, let us reserve words until we understand. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. Make us sharp, threshing instruments. Let this be a day of encounters. Let this be a day of alignment. Let this be a day where, God, we come in alignment with you and your purpose for our life. Our destiny is aligned to the word of faith. In the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. We see here, Zacharias was serving in the temple. He had an encounter with the angel. But when the angel told Zacharias that he will have a son, immediately he began to tell the angels all the reason why it could not happen. You see, as children of God, we have to be very careful The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. Speaking to the children of Israel, speaking back to Old Testament times, speaking back to Exodus, referring to the time of Joshua. It says the gospel was preached to them. But the word, the what? The word which they what? Heard did not profit them, not being mixed with what? Faith to those who heard it. Whenever we hear the word of God, we must have a mindset and we must have, our spirit must be in a place that faith comes up. Everything, the Bible said, without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. Here we see what the lack of faith produces. The lack of faith produces adverse reactions. Here, Zacharias was supposed to be in a moment of celebration, a moment of jubilation. He should have been able to run home and say, hey, Elizabeth, we've been believing God for a baby. We've been believing God that we're going to have our breakthrough. But the moment he got the word, he began to doubt. The moment he heard that his breakthrough was here, he got into doubting. How many times you've got such a good word from God, or you hear, you open your Bible and you see a word and the devil says, that can't be you. You will never be there. When the Lord says, I will bless you and make you a blessing, when you say, you're like, how will that happen? It is not for us to wonder how. It is us for us to say, be it unto me according to your word. So the angel had to check him. The angel said, I am Gabriel. He says, you are doubting what I see? It's for a moment, do you know who I am? Do you know who it is that is talking to you? I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. The news that I bring has power behind it. Even though in the natural, it is impossible. The fact that I'm saying it to you, and the source of the word. The words that are speaking to you came from God Almighty. They're words of life. They're words of life. Because he was in a place where he was past the ability to produce. He was old. But now Gabriel spoke something to him. And the words came from God, and those words caused his body to come alive. Hello? It caused his body to come alive. It caused Elizabeth's body, which was old, just like Abraham and Sarah. They were old. Sarah laughed because she's like, ha, ha, ha. But what? The promise, the word that was spoken, who is Jesus? He is the word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. The same word became life, dwelt among us. Now this is God, the word. Why would God say he is the word? Words are powerful. Words are powerful. We were created in the image and the likeness of God. Your dog don't talk, does he? Hello? Does your dog talk? No. Does your cat, does it talk? No. But sometimes we treat dog better than people. We kill people, but we love dogs. We kill people, we love cats. We love our pets more than we love people. But what it is, God put his likeness in man. He didn't put his likeness in animals. They're not able to talk and create things. Their songs have impact. Oh, that's a whole different thing. But God has given us the ability to use what? Words. And we know the Bible says what? How did God create the world? Words. That means that we can also destroy things with words. How many people have said things to you and it hurt you? How many things people have said to you and you're all excited and you're ready to have a great day, but somebody comes in and says something to you and it turns you off? Have you ever been turned off by words? But I thought actions speak louder than words. Words have creative power. Words have creative power. How does this tie into Zechariah? Guess what? The angel had to shut Zechariah up before he go and undo the promise. If words don't have power, and words have no place in the outcome of your life, why did the angel have to make him mute? Because he could have went out and spoken against. He could have went out and spoken what? Against what God. Hello? Who? God. Somebody say God. God had destined for him to have a son. The angel came and released the word into the atmosphere and made it now possible. But he had the power to discount it. So what angel did? Let's go back to that scripture. You will be mute until fulfillment. Your condition is not bent. The condition of your heart, Zacharias, is not conducive to fulfillment. You are a doubter. But behold, you will be what? Mute, not able to speak until the day, until the what? Day. Let the thing happen, then you can speak. You know, some people got to tell them. For the last couple weeks, Pastor Ab, myself, my dad, a few other people knew, we've been trying to raise $330,000. We didn't come to the church. We didn't do a social media post. Because that's not what God was saying. Bishop is in contract for a building in Schenectady. Was in contract for the last couple months. But someone tried to undercut him. Be careful who you tell your business. Be careful who you tell your. Not all church people are blood washed fully. As LaTanya said, the eighth demon is under review. That's a joke, right? But yeah, she said, don't mess with me because, you know, some of us got some stuff under review. And some preachers still got some stuff under review. You know, integrity is an important part, church. We have to be integritas as a people. We're not perfect, or we don't do everything, even though we're perfect in the spirit. Hello? You can't go to heaven if you're not perfect. The blood of Jesus makes you perfect. But then the flesh has to then align. So we're in contract, waiting to raise the money, doing all kinds of things to get the money in place. That would have happened over a couple months. But then we got a message back from the attorney last week that we have to do a cash deal. They want $330,000, are they going to give it to the other people? So we're like, okay. And Bishop told me that the first time. I said, I am going to sow $1,000. from our money. Because I believe that we're going to get this billing. I believe that we're going to get the billing. When my phone rang for the last couple weeks, I intentionally did not answer some people. People who I don't send to voicemail, I send them to voicemail. Because guess what? They were coming to me with some Zachariah tone. How? Like, how is it going to happen? Like, you think we're going to get it? Like, you think God is in this? Like you think this is the right thing Bishop is doing? So I did not answer. Because I could not entertain doubt. Because I understand that I can talk myself out of God's plan. Whatever we are doing must be mixed with faith. It does not profit if your speaking is not mixed with faith. What is faith? Now, faith is substance. Faith is reality. Faith is the title deed. When you buy your house, you get a title deed for your property. So it is yours. Faith is the what? Title deed. Now, you don't have it physically, but how do you have it? By faith. How do you have it? How did Abraham leave and follow God? By faith. How did Noah build the ark? By faith. Was he a shipmaker? No. The man, you know, we read these stories and we think like, you know, Moses must have been a master carpenter. But we don't see anywhere in the life of Moses where he knew about ship. There was no need for ship. How did he do it? By faith, believing the word of God. When God says something to you, you must first believe it. Once you believe it, everything else will prosper. Everything else will come forth. The people you need, he's going to send them. The resources you need, he's going to line it up. But if you do not believe, you're going to be like Zacharias. A lot of us are talking, but we've been muted. We are talking, but we've been muted in the spirit. Where God says, I don't want to hear what you have to say, because what you're saying is contrary to what I purpose and destined for your life. Because it is not mixed with divine persuasion that God is able to do what he said he will do. And he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above we could ask, think, or imagine. Don't miss that. Don't get muted in the spirit. Don't get locked out of God's best, and don't lock yourself. So if words had no power, Zacharias would have been allowed to speak. So I keep rejecting his phone calls. So here we are now. We have 2 days to go. I call the prayer team. I call all the leaders. I say, here, we need to meet for prayer every day for 2 days at 1 p.m. We're going to be praying because we need to raise close to 200. We got some, but we need to raise. And listen to this. Bishop thought he had like 69,000. When he did it, when he realized we're on the phone with the banker, he goes like, oh my God, I only have 29,000. He thought he had 60,000. He was looking at the wrong number. But what do we say? We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. So, We got to Thursday. The Lord moved on Bishop's heart. He called someone. This is somebody we didn't expect. But you got to what? Ask anyway. Because how the kingdom is set up. Ask and if you what? It shall be what? That's the promise. We're not responsible for the no. We got the promise. He called. The person said, you know what? I can give 100,000. This is somebody nobody thought can give anything. The man says, I will write a check for what? 100. It so happened when he went to the bank, he was not able to access all the fund. But he gave us 60,000. So we still need how much more? 140. By Friday morning, I'm in New Jersey. I got a call from Bishop. We're praying. Everybody's praying. We're declaring. Pastor Dahl says, I got a word, and the Lord said, this is easy. So we take that word now, and we say, nothing is too hard for God. Right? And the deadline is Friday at 4:30. But we keep speaking. We keep praying. We keep believing. We got a call. We're getting 100,000 now. But it's like the devil is fighting this 100,000. This person comes back and says, I could only do 50,000. You understand? No, we didn't call this person. Let me just say this now. Heaven called her up. That person called Bishop and said, I heard you need some money. You guys understanding this? And they released $50,000. They called. You see, all you got to do is believe what God says. What is it God wants to do in your life today and you are not believing it? So I called someone on Thursday. I said, hey, now, this is somebody that I've known for many years, but I've not been in touch with. But the person's mom called me up and asked me to do something for her a few months back. I was on my way to Canada. I was at the airport. I saw the message. I don't know the number. When I look at it, the person says, I am so and so and so and so. The Lord put you in my heart and he said, do this, do that. Guess what I did? I did it. I did it. I don't have no relationship with her. I have a distant relationship with her family member. I did it. So then I call this guy. I says, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. He said, he gave me a number for a loan guy. He said, call this loan guy and talk to him. I called the loan man. The man said, oh, no. He has thick accent. No upstate. We know do upstate. Right? So, boy. So, okay, no problem. Thank you. But say, if you know anyone, please get back to us. Never heard back from him. We're now down to one something on Friday. And we need about $70,000 more. I call the man. I say, hey, we need this money. But he said, I can't help you. He said, I wish I could. But because the day before, you know what he told me? He said, we will close on the property. Guess what? He's about to go into surgery in the hospital. And he is telling me, we're going to close on the building. So I called him on Friday. I didn't get him. I called him again. He answered. He said, oh, they kept me in the hospital because X, Y, and Z, they want to observe me more. I said, okay. I said, but is there anything we can do? Is there anything that you can do? You know what the man said to me? The man said, I'm here, man. I wish I was out. I could do it. I said, you sure that's all we got? He said, you know what? Go to my house. This is a man in the hospital now. He said, go to my house. Go to X, Y, and Z place. Go in. Get my checkbook. He said, fill out the number you need. Fill out the number you need. Watch what he said. He said, sign my name. $70,000. But here it is. I say, you know what? I can't sign your name, and I'm not going to fill the check out. But he said, you don't have time for you to come to where I am in the city. You know, go into the city traffic. You know what I did? I videoed all this stuff. I have all this stuff on footage. We're going to do a compilation, and we're going to put it out. I have on my Meta glasses, and I'm videoing whilst we're doing everything. So I said, no, I'm going to come to you. I said, I'm a delivery man. I know how to get everywhere when I need to get anywhere. We get it done. At like 2:30, I was in Queens. I got to Manhattan by like 3 something. I went up into the, when I went up, the man is on his face. He can't even, okay, he took surgery on his back. He can't even lay down. The man is down like this. He said, hey, brother Sam. Right? I went in. He filled it out. He signed it. And he said, you fill it out. I said, how much you put? He said, put 70. Yeah. 3:45, I went to the bank. Money in the bank. Yeah. That's the God that we serve. But what did it take? Faith. I want to tell this church something. We don't buy buildings with money. We buy buildings by faith. We can buy buildings with money because we don't have money. We don't have money right now. But we know who got it. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. And my God, he didn't find it on no bedrock. He found it upon the seas. He established it on the flood. In the face of impossibility, the earth was founded. The foundations were laid. And I want to tell you, God will do the same for you, for your family, for your children. God is going to make it happen. So, we're waiting for a closing date now, and soon we'll be going to open a new building in Schenectady. That's the God that we serve. The heart of man is in the hand of the king. And that's why we have to pray. The Bible says, pray for kings. Pray for kings. Pray for kings that God will align you with people that have resources. That's right. Thank you, man. I'm happy this guy came to church. Amen. Yes. Oh, out of the mouth of babes as he set forth strength. So words are important. What? Don't doubt. Doubt locks you out. Doubt locks you out. If you want to be on the outside, doubt the word of God. How were the worlds created? By the word of God. The what? Word of God. So tell somebody, care for what you say. So in order for God to get John on the earth, he had to shut his father's mouth. Because God had a plan for John. The Bible says, who's the greatest prophet? John. The greatest prophet. The Baptist. Why? He was the one that prepared the way for our redemption. He was the one that prepared our restoration. None greater than John. So God had to shut his father's mouth to bring it to pass. I want to tell you, let's not be a part of the shut mouth crew. Let us be people that God can trust. When he reveals a word to us, we run with the word. We mix it with faith. We hear the word. We believe the word. That's what it means to be mixed with faith. To believe it. Amen. To believe it. And what you do? You run with it. Yes. When everybody's leaving you, you keep running. I said, when everybody's leaving you, what do? Keep running. Let the word of God dwell in you. How? Richly. The word. Let the word dwell in you how? Richly. If you find yourself getting discouraged, run back to the word of God. And get the word of life. So, tell somebody, watch your words. So, hey, my God. That's a God we serve. Our words must be filled with expectation. Remember the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Yeah. They were about to be put in the fiery furnace. And the man Nebuchadnezzar said to them, he said, who is the God that will deliver you? And who is the God that will deliver you? You see, when you're in a jam, people look at you and say, oh, hold on. So my father called last and I'm talking to him. And he said, before, he was hearing from the real estate agent a lot. But he said, now, like, the real estate agent is shocked. How come you get the money? I want to tell you, you're going to shock a lot of people. I said, we're going to shock a lot of people. You're going to cause some people to freeze. You're going to cause them to freeze. How come you're not dead? Oh, how come you graduate? Oh, the thing didn't work. Obviously not. Are you with me? Because the workers of iniquity will work. The workers of iniquity will work. They are what? Workers of what? Iniquity. If you're a hairstylist, what are you expected to do? Style hair. Work on hair. If you're a chef, what are you expected to do? Cook. So what do you think wicked people do? The Bible says, let the wicked be wicked still. They will continue in their wickedness. So don't expect wicked people not to do wicked things. Don't put the cat and expect it not to drink your milk. Don't put the thief next to your money. Or vice versa. Don't put your money where the thief is. Oh, he gets saved, man. Last week. But the eighth one is still under review. You understand? So, we have to have an expectation that God will do what God said. We stand in this house and Prophet Martin McLean says to Bishop, Bishop, Schenectady, property. That's the word of the Lord. The prophet of God brings whose word? God's word. So we have to come up in our feet. We have to step. Tell somebody, step up. That when you receive a prophetic word, now I'm going to tell you guys a secret openly. On the 4th of January, Prophet Mark McLean will be here. I'm asking you not to invite your friends. I'm serious. Don't bring your friends and your family. I want him to minister to the congregation. I want our people to receive ministry. Now, you know why I say that? Because whenever prophet come, there's some faces that show up. So we don't want, you see, and those people come with expectation. So what they do, they receive. So we should learn from them. When the prophet is in the house, come with what? Expectation. That he's going to say something to you. A lot of times we say things like, I don't need the prophet to talk to me. That's why he don't talk to you. A lot of times people are like that. The Bible said, do not despise prophecy. People despise the prophetic, or else it would not have been written. The things that are written were written beforehand for our what? Learning that through them. That through them, we may know how to conduct ourselves. You with me? So we're having a very private public service on the 4th. If there was somebody you wanted to invite to church, not because you hear prophet is coming and invite them, still invite those people to church. Which we all should be inviting people to church all the time. Amen? We are evangelists, like Sister Master said. Let Jesus be your master like Sister Masters. Amen? And we've been having some wonderful caroling. Anybody went caroling? Yeah. Right? Caroling has been great. We've been doing what we're supposed to do. What did the shepherds do? They went and they spread the news far and wide and abroad. Was it hot? Probably. Was it raining? Probably. Was it cold? We're not too sure. But guess what? They went and they did. So what kind of people we got to be? We got to move like shepherds. So, tell somebody, watch your words. Watch your words. Your words have to be mixed with faith. Look at how powerful your words are. Matthew 12:37. It says, for by your words you will be justified. And by your words you will be condemned. By your words, you are justified. How does a man become right with God? Yeah, it's two-step. Oh, I believe in Jesus in my heart. If you don't do the second part, you cannot receive salvation. Romans chapter 10. Romans 10, 8 and 9. If you confess with your mouth. If you confess with your mouth, who? The Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be justified. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You will be what? Saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, justification, being right with God. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we got to do, our words are powerful. Your word makes you right with God. Words justify us. Words set us up. Or words can bring you down. The Bible says, Proverbs 6:2, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. Or you are held captive by what it is you say. Don't be loose with your tongue. Hello? Hello? Don't let words fly out like the way you breathe. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. Because you're blessed by your words, or you're what? Cursed by your words. What you say affects your life. They have the power to condemn you. You are released from the power of Satan over your life by what? Your words. The moment you confess that Jesus is the Lord of your life, you believe in your heart, guess what? You are removed from under the curse. And you are now in the life of Jesus. Amen? Let me share this one with you. Luke 2:19. If you don't understand a thing clearly, wait. If you do not understand something clear, wait. Because we saw Zacharias spoke in unbelief. What is it? He then lost his ability to speak. That was love in action. God really showed mercy to him. Put up that scripture. Luke 2. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them where? In her heart. After she saw all that she saw, she wasn't quick to... But she was in processing. Are you with me, church? She observed, took it in, but she went into what? Processing. You know, sometimes people want you to give quick answers. But if you don't have clarity, why are you going to speak? You don't have clarity, why are you going to speak? Ponder the thing. Go it over. You may need to get some counsel. Because you don't have clarity. Find someone that is an expert in that area and talk to them about it. It is okay to not give an answer right away. She did not speak, but she took it in and she pondered upon it. She pondered upon it. She pondered upon it. We know Mary said something. She said, "What? Be it unto me according to your word," in one part. But here, when she saw all that she saw, she said, "Oh my God. What I have allowed, what I have allowed God to do through me is so amazing. It is so great. It is so awesome." But she didn't go say, "Wow, look at me. I am Mary." I'm the best thing since sliced bread. No. She took it in, observed it. And was processing. Was processing. Because what? There's going to come trials. With the birth will become pain. But then she remembered. She remembered. She had to put herself in a place to hear things like, "Who is my mother? And who is my brethren?" She remembered that when she was born, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes. He shall be called Jesus, for he shall save my people from their sin." He's not going to be the one that I hug and kiss and he's going to give me grandkids. And we're going to... No! He was a lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. So what? She took it all in. She's processing. And she's preparing. And she's getting ready for what is to come. What you don't have clarity on, don't give your mouth liberty. Write it down. If you don't have clarity, don't give your mouth liberty. Zacharias, in his unbelief, was quick to speak. "How can this be?" But because of the mercy of God, he was kept. Not saying that it will not be overwhelming. It might be overwhelming. But even though you feel overwhelmed, you what? Process it. And you keep it. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 2 says, "Do not be quick to speak. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter a word before" who? God. "Do not be rash with your mouth, and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God." So we're dealing with the first part. Do not be rash with your mouth. Do not be quick, hasty with your mouth. Speaking words carelessly. Making vows and promises that you know you cannot fulfill. You know, relationships break up because people make promises and vows to people. I'm talking about friendships. Talk about work relationships. Parents and children. Oh, mommy promised you do this. Daddy, you promised you're going to do this. Why? Out of an emotional state. Do not be rash with your mouth. Because what's in your mouth? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So, Luke 6:45 says, the good man, now, if faith is in your heart, it's going to come out. If faith is in your heart, it will come out. The good man brings good things out of the good treasure of his heart. The good man brings what? Good. Come on, read it to me. What does he bring? Good treasure out. Oh. A good man. What kind of man? What kind of man? So if it was a wicked man, what would he bring forth? What kind of treasure? Wicked or evil things. But the good man out of the what? Good treasure of his heart. What does he bring forth? Good. So if your heart is full of faith, what will come out when you speak? Faith. Out of the abundance of the heart, what speaks? The mouth will speak. So when you listen to people, you will know the condition of their heart. When you listen to people, you know their heart is revealed to you. Don't wait for actions. A lot of times we hear people and we say, man, way down inside is a good person. Unless that man is regenerated by the Spirit of God. And you know, even in the church, people do not submit themselves to be regenerated. Where you're now living a new life. Your old things are what? Past. Why do you think you got to keep coming to church every week? Because you're getting what? You're living in regeneration. Over and over, God wants to work in us. So, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth what? Evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? His mouth speaks. So when you open your mouth, what do you reveal? Your heart. What is revealed? Things that are, you've been pressing down. A moment of anger reveals it. You know, some people say, I let him have it. Because what? You were holding it there a long time. You wanted to let it out, but you're waiting for the opportunity. Are you with me? Amen. So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Sometimes anger might be a good thing. You get to know some people. So you get a good understanding what and who you're dealing with. Amen? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth, speak. Guard your mouth. Proverbs 21:23. He who guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from distress. Think of Zechariah. You know how hard life must have been for him for the next 9 months? He lost the ability to speak. Why? He said the wrong thing. And he produced an outcome. He produced a very complex 9 months. He had to now go and learn sign language. We saw Nyla, right? I'm wondering what Nyla is doing on at the concert. I'm like, this is a different kind of dancing. But then Kimmy Ann said to me, she's doing sign language, Dad, look. You guys saw that? How many people knew it was sign language? We got a few. Right, most of you guys, you're very smart. God bless you all. But yeah, he had to now go and learn sign language. Why? Because of what he said. Don't make your life complex because of your words. Guard your mouth because it creates. God spoke and it was. So are we. As he was, so are we. He has given us the power to create things with our mouth. When Mark 11, 23, whatsoever things you desire, when you what? Pray. Believe that you shall have them. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast. What do you do to the mountain? You talk to the mountain. You speak to the mountain. A lot of times we speak to God about our mountains. But you're sick. Talk to the sickness. Say, hello, headache, you're trespassing. Oh, Lord, please heal me. Jesus already healed you. With his stripes, you were healed. Are you with me? Headache, you mountain of headache, go. You mountain of poverty, go. You mountain of lack, go. Green card, come forth. The Bible says in the book of, you guys got to read Hebrews 11 over and over and over and over and over. It said by faith, they subdued kingdoms. Kingdoms. Imagine people of God subduing kingdoms. What did Esther do? She subdued a kingdom on behalf of her people. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they subdued the king. The king made a decree and said, hello, we're going to throw you in the furnace if you don't bow down. At the end, his agenda got flipped. He said, if anyone talk against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they shall be cut in pieces, them and their family. Subduing systems. Subduing kingdoms. How they did it? By faith in God. Believing that God is able to deliver. God is able to make a way. God is able to shut the mouth of lions. So whatever you need, speak to the mountain. Let's get that scripture back. Come on. Don't take it off until we say otherwise. Be removed and be cast into the sea. And what happens here now? Now, when you speak, you can't doubt. Because we saw how complex my man's life became. Because you what? Spoke. Be removed and be cast into the sea and does not doubt in his heart. But believes that those things which he what? How do you say? With what? Words. You use your mouth to speak words. The words you say. The words you say. The words you say. The words you say. The words you say online. The words that you say will be done. He will have whatever he says. Good or bad? Good or bad? Talk negative. You're going to see it around you. You're going to see it in your family. You're going to see it in your kids. You're going to see it in your children. You're going to see it in your generations to come. Next verse. 24. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you want, ask when you pray. What must you do? Believe that you receive them. And the next part says what? You will have it. You will have them. Multiple things. Multiple things. Some of you are praying about your health will increase. Put some fasting and prayer, and the Bible says, then your health will what? Spring up. There are many ways. He said, I give you the keys. What I give you? keys of the kingdom. So in the kingdom, it's not only one key. There are keys. And one of the keys is words. The ability to manifest things through your words. Because life is in your mouth. Life is in your mouth. So, how many things are you going to have? All of them. All of the things you desire. Let's read Romans 4, verse 16 to 17. Words make the impossible manifest. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, or the Jews, but also those who are of the faith of Abraham. Now, the faith of Abraham is the faith that brings dead things to life. All right? It's the faith that you go on a journey not knowing where you are going. It is the faith that when you go into your enemy, they will send you back out blessed. When he went into Egypt, and Ahimelech said, hey, you better get out of here. The Bible says when he sent him out with treasures, he sent him out with livestock, and he sent him out with servants. So what kind of faith we got to have? The faith of Abraham. Who is the what? Father of us all. Who's your daddy? That's right. If you don't know who your daddy is, you can't get his inheritance. Hello? Even if they don't read your name in the will, you say, hello, I need to see that will because he is my daddy. And my daddy will not leave me out of his inheritance. Because who is he? My daddy. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed. Who's that? He believed God. Who gives life to the dead. And what does God does? Calls those things which do not exist as though they did. So when God said, let there be light, you think you were saying, you know, maybe there will be light. No, he said, let there be light, and there was light. So that is how God operates. When God speaks a thing, nature responds to him. And it manifests even without nature being present. When God speaks it, it produces a reality that did not exist prior. When God speaks, it produces a reality that did not exist. So, how we got to do? When we speak, we got to speak impossible things. Oh, no, Pastor, don't do that. Don't do that to us. Let us speak what we can do. That's easy. And that's not faith. That is you speaking according to your ability. Faith is God's ability. You aligning yourself to what it is our Heavenly Father can do. So what does faith do? Faith manifests. Our words manifest. Because what did God do? He calls. How do you call? With your words. Are you with me? So God called what was not as though things as though they did. As though they did. So whenever God gives you a word, the prophet come, he release a word. Or you see a promise in the word of God. What are you going to talk now? You're going to talk like that. You have to talk like that, or you're going to be muted. You may be speaking verbally, but in the realms of God, you are muted. Are you tracking? I say, in the realms of the Spirit, you are muted. Because without faith, it is impossible. There is not a possibility of you pleasing God if we do not do it by faith. So tell somebody, watch your words. Tell them, watch your words. Tell them, watch your words. Or you're going to be muted. Tell him, don't be muted today or tomorrow or for all eternity. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord. Bow your heads. We're going to talk to God today. We're going to make a move to garden our lips. If we're not going to speak faith, we're not going to talk. If we're not going to speak faith, we're not going to talk. Because what faith is? Divine persuasion that God is able to do what he said he's going to do. Faith is what you're believing God for. Faith is how you get the promises of God. Faith is how you manifest impossible things.